Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 22nd day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masech Bebeya, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Hey. Hagahelas Kiragli Habalim. Hot coals that one takes on Yom Tov for one's friend can only be carried to the place where the owner of those coals is allowed to walk. V'shalheves b'chol makom. But if you light a candle from your friend's flame, that you can carry that flame anywhere that you can walk. You don't have to worry about the owner of the flame or the owner of the candle where you lit it from. And that's because the shalheves, a flame, has no substance as such. It's not enboy mamash. Gacheles shal hektish moilin ba. One who has benefit from a cot coal belonging to hektish property is for his own private purpose, is chayv to bring a korban called the asham me'ilos. It's a guilt offering that one has to bring for violating the hektish property. V'shalheves leinanin v'leimoylin. But if you take or benefit from the flame of hektish, it's osur to do so. You're not allowed to benefit midrabanan. But if you did, one would not be considered as doing a navera of me'ilah minatara, and therefore one does not bring a korban asham me'ilos that normally would you'd bring for an me'ilah mishas midaraisa. Mila means trespassing or using temple property for yourself. Hamoitzi gacheles l'shus harabim chayev. A person who carries out hot coals on Shabbos out into the street, out to the public domain, is chayev for carrying. V'shalheves, but if he carries out a flame out into the shus harabim, he's potter. For example, if he brushes it along with his waves it with his hand so that it goes from a private property into a shusrabim, that flame goes into the private property, or if he blows it and gently aids that flame to go out into a public property, potter, one would be exempt. Shouldn't do it, but it would maybe potter. Why? Because once again, ashalheves, the flame has no mamoshes, has no substance. Boir shel yochid, a well belonging to a private person, karagla hayochid, as the waters in it, can be carried as far as the owner of that well. V'shalanshe oisa ha'ir, a well belonging to a city that's used by all the people of that city, karagli anshe oisa ha'ir, can be carried, the waters of that pit can be carried as far as the place that all the city can carry, which is 2,000 amos outside to the city on each side. A complication could occur if one of the people of the city who lives there decided to make an Eruv, and he actually carries to a different distance than everybody else in that city. For example, he might have put it just under 2,000 amos to the west, so he can walk almost 4,000 amos to the west on Shabbat, on Yom Tov. Does that disturb the other people of the city carrying? And the Tosafos Yom Tov deals with this, and there are a number of different opinions on this. V'shal Ola Bovel, the wells that were made by the people who came back from Babylonia to Eretz Yisrael for the when they would come up to Ola Regel, they would come up for the Yom Tovim, Keragle Hamamale would have the same law, as the water can be carried as far as the person who fills the bucket from that well. So the reason is because the waters in that well are Hefker. They're free for all the people traveling that would need to drink water as they're coming up to Yerushalayim. And therefore, any person who fills from that pit is acquiring the water when he fills it up, and therefore they become his. The waters can be carried as far as he himself can walk. If someone else comes and borrows his water, again, it can only be carried as far as the person who originally filled it, because he acquired it. Now, this is the case even though at the time of Yom Tov, we didn't know which bucket would take which water. So how would we know who was the owner of this water? There could be different people. So Rashi explains we apply a principle of Yesh Breira. Yesh Breira means we say that it's as if it was clarified, it's as if it was retrospectively known that these waters that Pliny ben Pliny picked up or drew on Yom Tov, that was his already ben Hashmashas, and therefore can be carried as far as he can carry at the beginning of Yom Tov. Our Tana does not hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who has an opinion that chefetz hefker, articles that are hefker, that are ownerless, actually koina shviso, they will actually have their own tchum based on where they were at the beginning of Yom Tov. Koina shvisim koimam. And our Tana does not hold of that. Our Tana holds that the articles of hefker will become, when they become taken by an owner, by someone, even though it's on Yom Tov, they will be carried as far as that owner or that person who drew the water can walk on Yom Tov. Mishnah Vav. Mishahoya Peresov Be'iracheras, a person whose fruits were in another city. And from his place until that place, until that city, is more than 2,000 amas. So there's no way he could get there on Yom Tov unless he made an Erev. But the Erev B'nei Oysa Ha'ir, the people of that city did make an Erev, which allows them to go to that city and get his fruits. But they cannot bring it to him. Lo yovilo, they're actually not allowed to bring his fruits to him. And the reason is, because even though the people of that city that want to do the errand or the shlichus of bringing him his fruits, they made an avtachamin, which allows them to walk to the place of that, to that other city, but they can't bring his fruits there because the fruits are karaglov, peros of karaglov. The fruits can only be carried as far as the feet can walk of the owner of those fruits. And he did not make an erev, so therefore they can't bring his fruits all the way back to his city. Vim erevu, if however the owner of the fruits did make an erev tchumin, to be able to come to that city where his fruits are, then peros of kamoyo. Then of course his fruits will be like him. He's able to bring the fruits with him to the city. The Gemara explains that in our Mishnah here, we're talking about a case where he had designated for his fruits a certain corner of it, and therefore it comes out that the person who, or the property owner, where the property owner of where the fruits are, did not mekabel shmira, did not accept responsibility for, did not insuring them at all. If, however, he did not, the owner of the fruits did not designate a corner for them where the fruits should be, then the fruits can only be carried as far as the person who owns the property where the fruits are being stored can walk. Because in that situation, since the person has mekabel shmira, has accepted responsibility for protecting them or to see that nothing should happen to them, he's now considered like, in inverted commas, the owner of the fruits. And the fruits can only be carried as far as he can walk.